1. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Once again, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hey, what an honor and what a privilege it is. Once again, I always say this, to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with you all, you know, the kingdom ministry of God to your life. You know, to me, that's a tremendous honor and a tremendous privilege. It gives me an opportunity to be obedient to my Father in heaven. You know, he gave me a commission almost 40 years ago, what he wanted me, what he called me for. And it was this, to go into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom to every nation, the testimony to every nation, and then the end shall come. That's my assignment, to bring to every arrangement that's up on this earth, every pattern of operation, every system, that's the world, into the political world, into the financial world, into the hip-hop world, into the gay world, into every world. Every world, every pattern of operation, every system that's set up upon this earth, and share with them the kingdom of God, the kingdom rule of God, the kingdom ministry of God, the kingdom of God. You know, the kingdom of God is not a religion. If I could say it this way to help you understand the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God is a country with a government. It's a territory. It's a place with a government, a ruling authority, a king, citizens, laws, systems of operation. That's all in this country that we live in, the United States. You know, there's a government. It's a territory that has a government. And the government is the ruling authority of this country. Same way it is in the kingdom of heaven. It's a territory with a king. The king is our Father in heaven. Has citizens in it. That's all of us, his children. It has laws. It has rules. It has regulations. It has a lifestyle. It's the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God. And it's God's way, not our way. Many are the plans in our hearts. And they ain't all bad plans. They're good plans. but it is the purpose of the Lord that will prevail. I say that again. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is God's purpose and plan and desire for mankind's life that will prevail. Hey, fix this in your heart, God said in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10. Talking to all of us. He say, fix this in your heart. I'm God, and there's none like me. I declare the end from the beginning, and my counsel will stand. Glory to God. Know what he's saying there? He say, listen, I'm God. He got a lot of wannabe gods and a lot of people, things that proclaims to be gods and everything else, and got a lot of try to be God that ain't taking my place. But fix this in your heart. I'm God, and ain't none like me. I finish with your life before I even start. And what I plan and purpose for your life before I even started it, that's what's going to stand. My counsel was going to stand. I already purposed your life. I already planned your life. I already had a destination for your life. I finished it first. Then I back all the way back up and start. Someplace in the Bible called predestination. He show us the destination first. And after that, then he start us on our course toward that destination. Glory to God. You know, last week on the broadcast, we were sharing with you a illustration or a parable or a story, however you want to say it, you know, to help you understand the kingdom of God. I want you to go with me back there one more time so that we can go ahead on. When you go into the study, I want you to picture a puzzle, a 500-piece puzzle, a puzzle that has 500 pieces in it. You go to the store and you buy the puzzle. And when you buy the puzzle, it comes in a box. It's already wrapped up and everything else. And on the top of the box, it has an image on it. It has a likeness on it. And that image that's on the top of that box and that likeness that's on the top of that box is the finished product. Inside of that box is 500 pieces. But on the top of that box, they show you, even before you open the box, even before you start putting the puzzle together, it show you, man, the destination. It show you the end. And then it back all the way back up, put all them pieces in the box, cover the box up, wrap it up, send it to the market. We the consumers get it. Go with me. On the top of that box, once again, it shows us the big picture. It shows us the finished product. It's already finished. You know, before you get that puzzle in them 500 pieces, you know that puzzle has already been finished. That's why they're able to show you the end in the beginning. That big picture on the top of the box. To show you the end. Even before you start putting it together. Even before you open up the box. Glory be to God. That's what God did. Again, he showed us the end first. And then he back all the way back up and start. You see your Bible? In the first chapter of your Bible, the first page. First book, Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26. Let me read to you the big picture. Now listen, not Moses, not Abraham, not David, not Joshua, not none of the Old Testament characters, not none of the Old Testament prophets, not them. This is what your Bible says. And God said, not Moses, not Joshua, not Elijah, not Nehemiah, not Jeremiah, not none of the Old Testament prophets. This before them, before that he even came on the scene. It's God talking. And God said, let us make man in our image. That's character and nature. And after our likeness. I mean, let them function the way we function. Live the way I live. Talk the way I talk. Walk the way I walk. Act the way I act. Let's make a man with our character and our nature and let him be just like us. Holy and without blame. Now watch this. And let them. Yeah, that's very important right there. He didn't say let us, because that would have incorporated himself in this thing that he's doing. But he said let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and everything that creepeth upon the earth. He even gave us authority over the creeps. Watch verse 27. So God created. That's past tense right there. First he say, God say, let us create. Then in verse 27, man, they go to say something right there. Watch what it says. So God created man in his image. In the image of God created, past tense, he them. Male and female created, past tense, he them. And watch verse 28. And God blessed them. Know what that word blessed there mean? God put on the inside of them the potential to fulfill their God-given purpose and destiny. Everything that you have need of to reach God's plan and destiny for your life is already on the inside of you. Become man with the... Listen, when you release a product to the market, man, that product already has the potential on the inside of it to fulfill its purpose. The manufacturer makes sure that it even comes with a warranty and a guarantee. Why? Because the manufacturer, man, they're not concerned really about you. I mean, they care about you. They want you to have their product, but they're concerned about their name, their reputation. So, man, that comes with instructions, and it comes with a warranty, and it comes with a guarantee. Hey, God bless them. In other words, man, if you get an automobile, you come here already, man, when it's on the showroom floor, when the manufacturer release it and the car dealers get it, it already has on the inside of it the potential to fulfill its purpose. If it's supposed to go 110 miles an hour, then they put in the potential to fulfill that purpose. It ain't going to go 160. It's going to go 110. Right? Because it's already built in it the potential to fulfill its purpose and destiny. That's what blessed means. God, when he blessed us, it don't mean just with things. He means with everything that we have need of to reach, man, God's plan and God's purpose for our life. Everything that we have need of to be in his image, to be in his likeness, to rule and reign over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth up on the earth, all those circumstances and situations and symptoms that you might face in your life here on this earth, God already blessed you with everything that you have need of, man, to overcome everything that comes for you to go over. Already on the inside of you. You ain't got to look, man, out nowhere else. It's already on the inside of you. The Bible says this. Does the kingdom of God come with observation? Is it over in Kuwait? Is it over in the diamond mines in Africa? Is it over here in the United States? No. The kingdom of God is on the inside of every last one of us. It's in you. Jesus said right now is among you when he first came and began to minister. He said, but when I finish, man, what I'm doing, you know, telling you about it and teaching you about it and cleaning you up, man, so that you can have access on the inside of you, it's no longer going to be just among you. It's going to be in you. So God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over everything that creepeth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold,
It was very good.